Big Wireless Mike.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey there. We'd actually spoke, it looks like you spoke with one of my other associates a while back, and I was just circling back around with you guys, seeing if you might have a need for any equipment you're looking into or working capital. We still have a line of credit, it looks like, available for you guys.
But who are you with?
It's the company's actually Bank of Cardiff is the name of the bank.
Oh, okay. And talk to me about your line of credit.
Sure. I mean, it's a tough one until I know more, but I mean, we have lines up to 3 years. We can also use secured routes in which you could use, like, you know, yellow iron, for example, or any sort of collateral to secure, you know, a term of anywhere from 2 to 5 years in some cases. We also have unsecured working capital that's just cash flow driven, which would mean that with that one, it's pretty popular. A lot of people use it. It's unsecured, so it's not attached to any assets. And if you're using for just an injection of capital for, you know, inventory or payroll or taxes or something like that, it's a quick turnaround. Works great. It's renewable, so that means once you're 50% paid in, you'll be eligible to apply for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term also. So we've got quite a few. As far as rates go, that's another tough one. The unsecured ones can tend to be they're obviously more expensive. They're not attached to anything as far as collateral goes, so they can get up there. It's not really an APR though. It's not annualized. You're paying a fixed cost for the funds. They actually call it a factor rate is what they call it, but it can range anywhere from, I've seen anywhere as low as 10 cents on the dollar, upwards as high as even 40 in some cases, you know, if there's a poor credit situation or something like that. Mm-hmm. But
because I have a line of credit through my bank, and so I might be interested in that. Shoot me an email, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see if I still have a good email address for you guys. You know what? I don't like. What's a good email address for you?
Send it to my personal one. It's mike.jenks, J-E-N-K-S, at mcmardemolition.com.
M-I-C-M-A-R, demolition.
Yeah. That way I can look at it and ponder for a little bit. Put your contact info on there so I know I'm calling.
Absolutely. All my contact info will be on there.
Yeah, the way my line of credit works at the bank is that it's just a rotating line. You know, I use it, I put it back, I use it, and I put it back. So if I was going to do something, that's how I want it set up.
Well, we would want to affect that. If you have a line of credit from a bank, you know, more traditional local bank, then I'd say definitely stick with that. But okay. As far as using that as a source, but the way ours comes into play, it's a little bit different. Is, I mean, a lot of clients just like it for the fact that, you know, every time you renew it for once, it actually gets better. It also stays off your personal credit. And any costs, there's no actual out-of-pocket expense or any origination fees and things of that nature. No, there's nothing like that. But any, you know, costs you pay for at the factor rate that equivalents to the cost is a tax write-off also as well. So if you're in a demolition, you know, industry, then obviously you might bid on 5 jobs and happen to get them all at the same time. You might need to hire some more guys or get some inventory or, you know, material, stuff like that. It works great for that. And, you know, it stays off your personal credit too. So, and you can pay it off early. I think the best benefit they have to pay it off early is 25%. So if your cost is $5,000, you pay it off early, you're only paying $2,500. So it can be a pretty good deal. But yeah, Mike, I'll get some information over to you, and we'll go from there, bud. Thank you.
Good, man. Thanks.
You too.